Roll call. Like Liz and Terry are not here. They may show up. Any public comment? I don't think so. Everybody had a chance to review the minutes from last month's meeting? If so, I'll entertain a motion to accept those minutes.
So moved.
Second. All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Purchasing approvals are going around. We'll bring up these. We're going to have a resolution. And did the other ones go around? There's... I know. We're going to also have two purchase requests from Steve is spending money like crazy. They're on there too. And you're up to explain your purchasing.
Okay. Let me throw this monthly report out first that I share with the committee each month. And these requests are part of that camera, the video system. So we're replacing the camera system that was installed in 98. We can't get replacement cameras or monitors. So I'm working through the IS department. They're going to do all the ordering and actual install. And they're getting these quotes together, working with Central Services. And then the Kurt's department has pulled the wire. The wire's already pulled. We got a couple more pulls to do, but so it's all being done pretty much by the county departments, all the install and things like that.
Is that pretty normal?
Yes. Yeah.
I mean, in the past, have you always used the state in house?
Good. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Which saves us quite a bit. And those guys are great. So, but basically, this is going to be about a $40,000 project. This was part of a capital outlay request in our budget, which was approved to bring us up to speed with the systems. Won't be anywhere near what the jail has, but probably 20 cameras, the ability to record, things like that. So,
in today's climate, I think that's a wise.
Yes. Yeah, right now we're pretty much blind. I have a camera on the front door. I can see people as they come to the front door, and that's the only thing I can see on our grounds. I can't see the parking lots. I can't see... And we used to have cameras in our classrooms. We can't see... We don't have cameras operable in there. Rec room, gym, all those areas. The cameras are now defunct, so... So I'm kind of deferring most of it to the IS department, the experts on this stuff. So.
Anything else?
No, unless there's any questions.
The questions for Steve. There's Terry.
Thank you.
Okay. Judy?
I don't have anything for you today. I guess no news is good news. It's everything's pretty much status quo. So unless anyone has any questions for me.
Money's still flowing in?
Money's still flowing in. We got a check just yesterday for $500,000.
Great.
So, and that was finishes out 2014. So now they'll be starting on November 2015, which starts in December. So all is well, though. State is keeping up with their end of the agreement.
Yeah. Any questions for Judy? Circuit clerk?
Good morning. Mm-hmm. I think last month we spoke about the new e-filing vendor that we partnered with in court, and we finally went live April 6th. It's for small claims and forcible entry detainers, for attorneys and pro se individuals to use. We have access to that website in the law library right now. We've had a few customers use the new service, and we're trying to promote it, get more people to use it. It's very easy to use, and it's very inexpensive to use, so we're excited about that. We're also getting ready to apply for a grant with the Illinois State Historical Records Program so that we can put additional older records out on the Internet. There'll be slave records and older probate records from 1806 to 1912. The grant's for $5,000. And, of course, we'll need to match that amount, which we have in our document storage fund. So we're excited about that. Other than that, we're just working on our e-business and keeping the courts going.
Questions? Nobody here from the judges?
Can we bring the resolution?
Yes.
Okay, we have a resolution to purchase two new 2015 Ford sedan police interceptor replacement vehicles for a total cost of $50,440 with Morrow Brothers Ford off the state contract. And that will be paid for out of our Sheriff Court Security funds. We have budgeted for that. We generally try to replace two cars every year, with roughly 10 that are always assigned there, so we get 5 years cycle on our replacements for those. The ones that are being replaced are like 2006 and 2007, and I think Debbie Main has her eye on snatching those and using those for some of her needs with the elections and stuff like that.
Now, these are cars replacing cars?
These are cars replacing vans.
Okay.
The problem that we're running into is before, the price of a Dodge Caravan minivan on the state contract was substantially cheaper, and we, in the past, transported more prisoners back and forth from our facility to the courts. With the addition and use of the video arraignment system, the frequency of that is dropped off quite a bit. And so the need to have a whole fleet of court security vehicles that are all vans really is not too practical. Mm-hmm. And when you start running into cars that are now approaching 10 years old, 9 years old, those vans aren't generally built to withstand, the day-to-day operations like a heavier duty police interceptor type of rated vehicle. So we're hoping that by switching to a couple sedans and mixing the fleet and port security, that will also extend the longevity of the cars.
You'll put cages in them?
Yes. Yeah. They'll be equipped with cages so that we can do prisoner transportation. I think at this point we're considering not marking those two cars and with the anticipation that on some of our detective use and prisoner transportation runs that we have to go out of the area, that we'll be able to have an unmarked car to the transport of a single individual as opposed to having a big van make that trip. So, as you're aware, that sometimes in investigations you've got to go and interview someone that's already in custody at another facility and with the anticipation that that person's going to be transported back. So it gives them a little bit of flexibility if needed to borrow that for a trip.
What is, I know it's expensive, what's the cost of lettering a squad car?
It's really not too bad. I mean, it's maybe around $400. But, yeah.
It's still a lot of money.
Right.
So you save $800
there.
Yeah. Okay.
The only thing, if there's any questions on the monthly report that we submitted,
can I ask a question about the purchases? What, probably everyone knows, what is a smart lock container?
A smart lock container? That is going to be a, for lack of better terms, a box-style, shaped, rectangular container that is able to hold a rifle, weapons, ammunition.
Okay, are you replacing all of them at the jail? Because I noticed a lot of them on our purchasing.
We're replacing a lot, or adding a lot of those to cars and such in the fleet.
Oh, okay. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. That's it. Any questions? Mr. Gibbons?
Well, we don't have any specific items before the committee this morning, but just wanted to make sure everybody was aware. Yesterday, we had a sentence for natural life issued to an individual named Scotty Thompson, who murdered a young man named Dakota Jones and dumped his body into Horseshoe Lake in July of 2013. He will not be spending the rest of his life behind bars at the Department of Corrections with no possibility of parole. I'm very pleased with the hard work of all the law enforcement agencies that were involved and the work of the prosecutors who tried the case. I handled the sentencing yesterday. So while there is no happiness in the event, it is hopefully a good relief for our community to know this person will never be out.
Can I ask you a question? Kind of away from that. When Illinois had the death penalty, did the decision by the jury have to be unanimous? So it's the same as the Boston, the marathon thing.
Yep.
I didn't know if that. I don't ever recall that it had to be unanimous for death sentence.
Yeah, in Illinois, in criminal cases, we have all unanimous verdicts required. There are some states where they can have less than unanimous and have a supermajority vote. But Illinois criminal cases require unanimity all the time.
Okay. Anything else? Anything questions for Mr. Gibbons? Well, we're down to new business. Anybody have any new business?
I got one quick thing to add. Also, we've been working with the circuit clerk's office with our jail staff. Next week, we're going to be conducting training so that we're able to take credit card payment for bond at our facility 24/7, whereas previously we'd only accepted cash at our facility. So. We're hoping that increases the amount of inmates that are able to post bond, and you know, the faster that we get them processed in and out, the better, and reduces a little bit of liability risk and exposure on our part, you know, with that speedy release. So thank you to the circuit clerk's office to help us through that process. So.
Your surcharge?
That's all paid for through the credit card company and the person posting bond, so we don't have to pay any surcharge. Our bond fees are paid for up front.
That's kind of what you got, too.
Yeah,
exactly. Just a different company. We're using court money now at the jail.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay, any more new business?
I might just make one comment, and I apologize because I can't think of the deputy's name, but deputy from the Sheriff's Department did CPR training for us this year. He's done it in the past, but he does a phenomenal job. Probably the best trainer we've ever had for CPR. Works around our schedule. He just does a great job. My staff commend him. They said this guy is great. And I what is the deputy's name? I'm sorry, I can't.
Well, we have a couple that are certified. Okay. Was it Captain Becker who does it now, Lieutenant Becker?
Might have been Becker.
Yeah.
But he did an excellent job. I just wanted to
dark haired guy?
That. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's probably Becker. He does a really good job.
Yeah.
But I will pass that on. Appreciate it. Thanks.
Okay. All business. Take a motion to adjourn.
Oh, we
swear you forget this every month.
I do. You know what? I do. I'm.
He's got Florida on his mind.
I know. I got.
Well, he's wanting to get out here.
Yeah. I don't really. All I got to do is pack, and I will enjoy doing that. Okay. This first on this resolution to purchase the two squad cars. Entertain a motion to accept.
Second.
That's
yes.
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 I say yes. And then we'll do these two together for the purchasing of for the detention home on the security cameras. Have an invitation motion.
Second.
Second.
Yes. Yes.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes.
And I say yes. Okay. Now.
Purchases.
Are we going to do these? Okay, everybody.
So moved.
You go for a second. Through our leader here.
Yeah. Yes.
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 I'm just about half brained. I always have an excuse, Mike. I'm like you. I'm about half brained.
Just under half. Okay.
All those in favor of adjournment?
Aye.
Opposed. Okay. Thank you, guys.